Erickson with you in studio for Sports Friday today. And we'll switch gears into the NHL playoffs, talking hockey and what's going on the ice. And our hockey insider, Dallin Tolman, joins us live on the phone this morning. Dallin, good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys.
Hey, Dallin, first off, this has been such a close postseason. I mean, there's been a lot of close games. I just want to throw my condolences out. Your Penguins could absolutely easily still be playing. They just came up short in a game seven, which is honestly one of the best things in sports, hockey game seven, but that's it probably hurt is all I'm saying.
You know what, it did.
Click, he's gonna hang up.
Played a great series, but it's just one of those things. Being a Penguins fan, sometimes disappointment just happens, and you know, it's just one of those things. But hey, it was an awesome series.
Well, let's talk about the current schedule inside the conference finals, and still in a few semifinal matchups, trying to get in there. Walk us through what's happening right now in that playoff bracket and the games going on currently.
You know, round one was fun to watch. Lots of close games, lots of overtime games. Round two hasn't been quite as intense, but Tampa Bay Lightning, they swept the Florida Panthers round two. I mean, they're sitting pretty. They're resting up, getting ready for their conference finals. You've got, those were some fun games to watch. Still over on the eastern side, you got the Carolina Hurricanes. They're playing the Rangers. They're up 3-2 in their series. And the Rangers, I just hope they lose. They're the ones that beat the Penguins. But, Eastern Conference is a totally different style of hockey than the Western Conference. But in the Western Conference, last night, the Oilers did beat the Flames in the battle for Alberta, and that was an awesome series. The Oilers are just, they are an amazing team. Connor McDavid is just playing so well. And just really quick, if you're a hockey fan and you love hockey, you'll look at that series and you'll look at the Flames, who, you know, in the regular season, they only allowed 206 goals in the whole regular season, which was third in the whole league. But when they got matched up with the Oilers, they just got completely shredded. The Oilers averaged 5 goals per game in that series. And they were playing a style of hockey that was reminiscent from the early 1980s when you had Hall of Famers playing for Edmonton, like Gretzky, Mark Messier, and Paul Coffey. I mean, those are great players, and here's a team, the Oilers, that are playing that wide-open hockey style, and what an awesome series. I can't wait to see them in their next matchup, you know, with either the Avalanche or the Blues. Avalanche are currently up 3-2 in that series, and Avalanche are playing great too. I mean, that was the game two nights ago when they played. McMinnon, he got that hat trick, which doesn't happen very often in playoff hockey, and then they ended up losing 5-4 in overtime. That was a crazy game. So very, very entertaining.
So, Dallin, on that series, I'm an Avalanche fan. I admit I'm a casual hockey fan, but I got into the Avs when I was going out to school and in the mid-90s, and they were fighting with the Red Wings all the time in the postseason, Patrick Waugh and Joe Sakic and Foote and all those guys.
Yeah.
But I look at this series, and the games that the Avs have won, they've been dominant. I mean, they're just absolutely shredding the Blues, and then the Blues, just like last night, the last game, the Blues, they pull out a win, and I'll be honest with you, the pressure right now, at least from a fan, kind of goes to the Avs, because they're going back to St. Louis. It's 3-2 Avs, but you're in St. Louis, and you certainly don't want to keep playing this when you know that your Western Conference, you know, the other team, Edmonton, just finished up. So what are your thoughts on that matchup?
You know, I think the Avs can pull it off. They are a great team. They've been developing their team over the past couple of years, and they're on fire right now. I think that I think the Blues got lucky in the last game. I think the Habs kind of let off the gas a little bit towards the end there and, you know, went into overtime, which is sudden death. That's the one thing about playoff hockey is when it goes into overtime, it's sudden death and anybody can win. It's just that lucky bounce or that awesome shot that nobody sees go through. But I'm looking for the Habs to win this in the next game so that they can get on with their finals, you know, and go up against Edmonton.
Dallin Tolman's talking NHL playoffs and hockey with us today. Dallin, in the conference finals teams that have been determined already, you have 2 5 seeds in the Oilers and Lightning, and the Lightning sweeping the top seeded Panthers. Were those surprising to you to see those two teams in the finals now?
Not necessarily. The Lightning, they've got lots of experience in the postseason. They were playing the Maple Leafs, and, you know, Maple Leafs are a great team, but recently they just haven't had that postseason experience like the Lightning have had. So, of course, they're going to win it in round one. And then when they came in and, you know, the Lightning were playing in the second one, it's just, you know, they're playing the Panthers. Again, postseason experience. Panthers really don't have a lot, so they got swept. I love playoff hockey. Anything can happen. It doesn't matter if you're a 1 seed or a 5 seed or a 3 or a 2. You know, the best team's going to win, and it's playoff hockey.
One thing I want to talk about, Dallin, is we brought it up before. It's been so long since a Canadian team has hoisted the Stanley Cup. And obviously you were going to have one of them in the Western Conference Finals with Calgary and Edmonton playing each other. But the Oilers in the Western Conference Finals, the whole country of Canada, even if you were a Flames fan, you kind of have to turn your attention and go, okay, Oilers, let's go get it done. What's your impression of their momentum in terms of being able to knock off whoever comes out of the Avalanche and the Blues?
You know, they've got a lot of momentum. I think Connor McDavid, you know, he was drafted by the Oilers a number of years ago. And he is an exceptional player. His skill set and his ability to play has just grown by leaps and bounds every year, every season that he's played. And I think he is playing the type of hockey, and his team is rallying around him. Such a great leader on the ice. I think they have a great shot at hoisting that cup this year, which would be huge for Canada and Canadian hockey. It's been a long time. They've had a drought. And, you know, that's where hockey came from. They came out of Canada. So I don't have a problem with a Canadian team hoisting that cup, especially if they're a good team like the Oilers. They deserve it.
Dallin, appreciate your time as always and the insight on the NHL playoffs. So who are you picking based on who's left in it right now? What's your prediction?
I'm picking Edmonton to win. I'd really like to see the Habs hoist the cup, but as far as skill goes and type of game they're playing, I really think Edmonton Oilers, I think that they can make it, and I think the cup's going to stay or come over to the west side this year.
Dallin Tolman, the SBI Hockey Insider. Dallin, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SBI Radio Network.